Downtown Dirks, and they're putting in one over here, they call the Dirks, Craig Field, they're putting in a, oh, it's going to be a wonderful plant. They're going to make this here kind of wood that's soundproof, you know, putting the house, it keeps the heat out, and they're just about ready to start it now. It'll cover maybe 100 acres. Big
out there. Craig plant.
Call
it the Craig plant.
Yeah, that's the best man I ever worked with. Craig was my boss for years and years. He used to be one of the head men in the company. He went to carrying water when he was a kid, you know, for this working mill hands, you know, and he worked on that for him. He got to be head man over the, all the timber, land and timber that he owned. He died. He died in Kansas City. He was up there with a boy. I think he married one of the sisters. He died there. This plant they're cleaning off over here and making now will be named after him, and the post office will be and everything. Oh. Craig. He was a fine man. He was a wonderful man. He was a rich man, but he didn't have no rich in his blood. He was with me or you. Didn't talk too much, but he talked plenty. Good friend. I never went to town while I went in his office and talked with him. I loved him. He's good to me. You know, he wanted to make a big man out of me one day, you know. I used to work for him and buy timber and land for him. And I looked after the land and timber. And he wanted me to go to their big eats and things in Kansas City and other places, you know. And he set me up in the Kansas City office with all my checks from Kansas City. And so he could, so we could, I could go with him when he went to places, you know. Big eats, you know, like big hotel. They'd just take over the hotel and they'd have a big day and fun and laughing. And so I went to one or two of them. And then when they knocked us down, you know, they knocked all of us boys that was doing check out of Kansas City.
Oh my goodness.
No, he wrote me a letter you couldn't put on one of them pages. How wonderful I'd been with him and all this thing. And he said, I just made a mistake. He says, if I'd have kept you in my own office, I could have kept you. He's a wonderful man. And I never go to town if Tom is a big lawyer. So he's their lawyer over there. And he's just a good old big fun of easy fella. And every time he'd see me down at the courthouse, he'd said, John was talking about you the other day, go by and see him. He invited me by to see him. Every time I'd go to town, I just had to go see John. And he was just like you and me. We'd go out on a party fishing like that. He'd never take a drink of liquor here in the store up there when he's working. He'd never take a drop of liquor. Go out on a fishing trip, he'd take a little stuff. Wouldn't drink too much. He just had lots of fun. He's just a funny kind of fella. Never done anything wrong in his life without it just buying land a little too cheap.
Well, that was his job, though. What did he do? Buy small homesteads and then?
Yeah, it was every Indian, you know. I used to be, the Indians all like me. And I could trade with Indians. I bought one, I bought books of land. If you're a good man, and this Indian over here down here at Broken Bow knows you, if you're a good man, the man at Bethel knows you. Indians, you know.
Word spreads. Yeah.
Oh, it spreads among the Indians. Everybody knows you. When you go, they've never been with you, but you know you're a good man, you see. So I could buy their land, and I could buy their timber. You know, I bought all this land up in there in the mountains up in there for $4 an acre. I mean, 40 acres, $100. Pine timber on it, you couldn't, maybe 500 foot to the cut and lots of the big timber. $100 for it.